Dear Mother, I hope you are keeping well and not worrying too much about me. You mustn't think that any of us are going to be killed, for they are collecting such a force here that an attack would be insane. The Massachusetts men passed through here this morning. How grand it is to meet the men from all the states, east and west, down here ready to fight for their country, as the old fellows did in the Revolution. But this time, we must make it a whole country. For all who live here, so that all can speak. Before this war began, many of my regiment had never seen a Negro. But now the roads are choked with the dispossessed. We fight for men and women whose poetry is not yet written, but which will presently be as enviable and as renowned as any. Last night, we heard of yet another defeat. We are not disheartened. I am honored to be part of such a splendid company. They have made me captain, of which I am enormously proud. You would think it strange to see me giving orders to 100 men, most of whom are older than I am. Thank you for sending my volume of Emerson. His words come home to me like truth. A deep man, he says, believes that the evil eye can wither, that the heart's blessing can heal, and that love can overcome all odds. My dearest love to Father, your son, Robert.
You all right there, Cam?
Neck, right, Captain?
Well, the surgeons are all busy, but I'll fix you.
Let me know if I hurt you.
It's nothing.
Your latest?
What's that?
Well, I had it from a friend who's a dispatch writer. Who got it from a friend of his who's one of Stanton's clerks in the War Office. He says Lincoln is going to issue an Emancipation Proclamation. Going to free the slaves.
What?
Well, maybe not the ones in the border states or something. I don't know, but he's going to free some of them anyway.
My God.
Yeah. He said he would have done it sooner, only he was waiting on a big victory. Which is, I guess, what this is.
Oh, my God! Please don't cut anymore! Please!
Am I hurting the captain? I'm sorry.
I was so proud when I heard.
I had no choice. All the other officers are dead.
And Forbes?
Impossible as always. He's around here somewhere. How about you?
Oh, working for your father. Helping him with resettlement for the Freedmen's Relief Association. There's a shortage of housing. Robert, are you all right?
Yes. Sorry.
Robert, darling, there's someone who wishes to meet you.
General Hunter rounded up a bunch of slaves from the fields, called them contraband, and put them in camps like cattle. Then the War Department decided to issue them pipes rather than guns. Of course, they deserted, so would I. Robert. Governor, you know my son, Robert.
Yes, good to see you again, Robert.
Governor Andrew.
Robert, have you met Frederick Douglass?
Mr. Douglass.
I understand you were at Antietam.
Yes.
A great and a terrible day. I could use your help, Robert.
The governor is proposing to raise a regiment of Negro soldiers.
No. It was not just my idea. Mr. Douglas and
we will offer pride and dignity to those who have known only degradation.
Colored soldiers, Rob. Just think of it.
Wonderful.
I've submitted your name, Robert, to be commissioned colonel of the 54th Massachusetts Infantry.
Thank you, Governor. It's a wonderful idea. Excuse me.
Well done, Shaw. Splendid job, young man.
Bravo, Robert.
Manchester. Much punch?
I mean, I know how much you'd like to make colonel, but a colored regiment?
You know how popular that would be? Handing out guns to 1,000 coloreds. I'm gonna do it. You're not serious. Yeah. I want you to come with me.
Me? You?
Can you picture me in charge of a regiment? Be honored to have you.
Glenn, you're an idiot.
Rob, is it true? There's to be a colored regiment?
So it seems.
Then I am your first volunteer.
Good morning, gentlemen. I am Colonel Robert Gould Shaw. I am your commanding officer. It is a great pleasure to see you all here today. It is my hope that the same courage, spirit, and honor which has brought us together will one day restore this union. May God bless us all.
Form companies.
We will commence with forming companies.
Company officers, take charge.
You recruits, will report to your respective officers by letter of the company in alphabetical order, which is in the top left-hand corner of your muster sheet.
Oh,
with the Book Brother?
Yes, it is, actually. Name Searle. Thomas Searle.
Shoot for the shot, sir. What is about that book?
It's a collection of essays, actually. Fourier, Emerson, all the transcendentalists.
You got pictures?
No.
Pictures?
Yes, I'd be happy to.
I'd rather have a hog than a digger. At least you could eat the hog.
Nigga, I sleep better close up on that door.
Well, if you don't mind, I prefer a space with more sufficient reading light.
Oh, I like it when niggas talk good as white folk.
I'd be happy to teach you. It would be my pleasure.
Hey, look here, Snowflake. I ain't got nothing to learn from no house nigga here.
I am a free man, as was my father before me.
Oh, you free nigga, huh?
Yes.
Oh, good. Well, why don't you move your free black ass on out my space before I have to bust it up?
Hold up there, Buck. Ain't nobody said nothing to you, Pap.
It's all right. I'll be fine over here.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Wonder when they're going to give us the blue suit.
You know, blue suit for the black soldier, blue suit for the white soldier.
Well, we soldiers now.
Where you from, Phil, huh?
South Carolina.
South Carolina? Well, you ought to know better than that, boy. Hey, would you quit that? Hey, boy. That drummer.
What's your name, man?
I said, what's your name? What?
Can't you see that he's mute?
He what?
He's mute.
You mean this child can't talk?
Come over here, hon.
Dummies in field here, huh? Fuck up, bitch.
What about you there, Buck? Where about you from?
Yeah, I'm around Tennessee. Yeah, ran away when I was 12 years old. I ain't never looked back.
Well, what you doing since then?
I run for president. I ain't win, though.
You know Charlie Morris?
Charlie.
Thomas Searle. Hello.
Hello.
Captain. So, how was your meal?
The remoulade was a trifle tart, but the souffle for dessert more than made up for it.
And your comrades?
Charming. Extraordinary conversationalists, everyone.
Major Forbes. A word, please. Oh, excuse me, Thomas. Yes, Bob. I won't permit that kind of fraternization. It's only Thomas. He's an enlisted man.
You're right, of course.
I've sent for help. These men need a proper teacher.
For God's sake, man, you're poisoning a bunch of crippled old goats. Jesus Christ, we're going to be here day and night till we get this right. Oh, would somebody talk about this? You are ugly Mexican, African fucking whores. We're going to work on this day and night, gentlemen. Forward at the half step. March. One. You half-wit black bastard. Did you truly cut your balls off at first? I'm going to work on you, you bastard, till I get you broken. Company! Halt! For God's sake, man, do you not know your right from your left?
No, sir.
How many here do not know right from left? Jesus, pity. This is your front. This is your rear. This is your right. And this... Now you're learning, boyo. Company, forward, march. So one, two, one. You bloody Hindu, get it right. Stop. Start it again. In each rank, go.
Prince
of Africa! But don't look at me, look
right
ahead, look straight ahead!
I
leave your ass up, boy,
old. You know, the Irish are not noted for their fondness for the colors. What about the uniforms? Still no word. Rifles? See to it.
You have
not a master like me! Dear Mother, the men learn very quickly. Faster than white troops, it seems to me. They are almost grave and sedate under instruction, and they restrain themselves. But the moment they are dismissed from drill, every tongue is relaxed, and every ivory tooth is visible. And you would not know from the sound of it that this is an army camp. They must have had to learn this from long hours of meaningless and inhuman work. To set their minds free so quickly, it gives them great energy. And there is no doubt that we will leave the state as fine a regiment as any that has marched. As ever, your son, Robert.
They've done it.
Assemble the men.
President Lincoln's wishes. You men are advised that the Confederate Congress has issued a proclamation. It reads, any Negro taken in arms against the Confederacy will immediately be returned to a state of slavery. Any Negro taken in federal uniform will be summarily put to death. Any white officer taken in command of Negro troops shall be deemed as inciting servile insurrection and shall likewise be put to death. Full discharges will be granted in the morning to all those who apply. Dismissed.
Dismissed!
If you're not here in the morning, I understand.
Still want that blue suit, man?
Thank you.
formed and ready, sir.
How many are left? Sergeant Major.
Sir.
At ease, Sergeant. I have no doubt that you are a fair man, Mulcahy. I wonder if you are treating these men too hard. You disagree. You may speak freely.
The boy's your friend, is he?
We grew up together, yes.
Let him grow up some more.
I see.
Will that be all, sir?
Yes. Dismissed.
.357 caliber, Enfield rifle musket. That's the world here, boy.
Shot.
11911. Woo-wee. Think you can handle that, boy?
I can knock something down with this.
Trip. 12192.
Austin.
12186. Jefferson.
Yep.
12.
Robert.
Finally.
There's a rumor going around that we're to be used only for manual labor. I can't believe the kind of things we hear. It's not true, is it? I mean, about not being allowed to fight. The men are all living for that day. I know I am. Don't bother about him. He's just ignorant.
Excuse me.
What dime he can't do?
Dime on each other.
I want money.
Do it again. Go on, boy. Go ahead. Go ahead, boy. Go ahead, Shark. That's a dime on each of you. All right, one of you.
Attention! Company! Attention, company!
As you were. Front and center. You're a good shot, Private.
Thank you, sir. Squirrel hunting.
You ever killed a man?
No, sir.
But you're handy with a gun.
Yes, sir.
Reload. Faster. Faster! Discharge your weapon. Do it!
do it again, only this time I want it done quickly. A good man can fire 3 aim shots in a minute.
Major Forbes, give me a Colt revolver.
One.
Your gun. Give it to me.
Faster. Reload. Quickly. Faster. Faster. Load. Faster. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Teach them properly, Major.
Yes.
Attention, company! Ready! Aim! Fire!
Morning, Major. You're up early.
I want to talk to you.
Certainly.
You wouldn't mind getting down from your horse.
Better?
Why do you treat the men this way, Robert?
How should I treat them?
Like men? And what about Thomas? Why are you so hard on him?
He's not a very good soldier. I'm getting these men ready for battle.
Robert. They're already as good as the 7th ever was. They march well, they're disciplined.
No thanks to you.
I beg your pardon?
You heard me.
Who do you think you are? Acting the high-up colonel. You seem to forget I know you. And so does Thomas.
Close! If you don't believe in what we're doing here, maybe you shouldn't be part of it.
Part of what?
Huh? Left, right, little finger along the seam to your trousers!
Marching is probably all I'll ever get to do, Robert.
It is my job to get these men ready. And I will. They have risked their lives to be here. They have given up their freedom. I owe them as much as they have given. I owe them my freedom. My life, if necessary. Maybe so do you, Cabot. I think you do.
Son, take his head off.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph, what have we here? Bonnie, Prince Charlie, and his little toy bayonet.
You're not reading your books now. Go on, get over, get over. Now stab me.
What?
Stab me. Come on, stab, not tickle. Hit me.
Come on. You trishy little schoolgirl. You're the worst soldier in this whole company. Now hit me.
No shame, son. Get up.
I said get up.
Nigga forgot to duck, that's all.
Sergeant, deal with that man.
Carry on, Sergeant Mulcahy.
First rank to the rear, back to work.
Robert. I'd like to speak to you for a moment in private. I may.
Enlisted men wishing to speak to their commanding officer must first get permission. You understand, Private?
Yes, sir.
On guard! Thrust! Develop! Recover! Thrust! Develop! Recover! Thrust! Develop! Recover! On guard! Thrust! Develop! Recover! You better put some oomph into that boy, old.
Something never changed. It gets the whole world.
Hey, then, Nick.
Boy, if you don't quit that drumming in here.
Honey, why don't you take your drum on outside and practice?
That Kakana Shaw, he a hard man.
Yeah, swell. Just a nigger beating swell.
But he in the same boat with us. C.C. Sheshcom, take him. Kill him, too.
Not him. He a swell.
Just a boy.
Yeah. He a weak, white boy. Beating on a nigger make him feel strong.
Hey, that white snowflake. He ain't never been to no West Point. And the only reason he in charge is because his mommy and daddy fixed it. Ain't that so?
Ooh. He thought he was different, didn't he? Hmm? What you think now? You just thought you were so smart, didn't you? Yeah, you in real school now, though, ain't you? What you gonna do, cry? Yeah, he's showing up learning now, ain't
he?
Oh, shit. One man say there's a farm ain't but 2-3 miles from there. Said, the lady over there giving biscuits and gravy. She said if he bring his friend, she feed them too.
Don't even think about it.
What you say, Buck? Biscuits and gravy sound good to me. Maybe get myself some real shoes.
I'm telling you, boy. They find out they're liable to shoot you.
Nigga, is you an old man or is you an old woman? I forget.
All right.
Dear Mother, news today of the defeat at Fredericksburg. If things continue to go badly, I wonder if I might not end my days as an outlaw leader of a band of fugitive slaves. Try as I may, I don't know these men, their music, their camaraderie, which is different from ours. I am placed in a position where if I were a man of real strength, I might do a great deal. But I am afraid I shall show that I am not of much account. I don't want to stand in their way because of my own weakness. I miss Christmas on Nishan Island and the smell of the sea.
Robert. Stallings. I just wanted to say, Merry Christmas, Robert.
Merry Christmas, Thomas.
Piece of work is Haggis. He writes vouchers.
Pleasure.
Pleasure. How's it going down there?
Oh, very well, thank you.
That's all right. Brass are all up to division planning the next disaster. You're among friends. How much longer do you figure they last? I hear they're deserting 10 at a time.
Oh, you're misinformed. We haven't had a single incident.
See? I figure the Nigs never had it so good. 3 square a day, a roof over their heads. And they gotta know that nobody's gonna let them fight. Am I right?
Yes, of course.
Listen, if there's anything you need, a bottle for the cold nights.
Yes, actually, I put in a requisition for some shoes 2 weeks ago.
And I haven't heard anything. Well, provisionally speaking, we're extremely limited as to footwear. I'm afraid that kind of item has to be reserved for those units whose fighting readiness supersede yours. You understand, I'm sure.
Yes, I understand.
Excuse me.
Well, stop by tomorrow. I have got my hands on the most delicious local jam.
Myrtleberry, isn't it?
Blueberry.
Oh, right, right. Nice meeting you, Shaw.
Excuse me, sir.
What is it?
We've caught a deserter.
Shooting, is it?
No. It'll be all right. Won't it?
Reform your rank! Reform your rank!
Form your rank!
Hold it! Quiet in the rank! Quiet in the rank!
Right. Untie his hands. Take off his coat.
Prisoner's in position, sir.
Is this...
The prisoner is to be flogged before the entire regiment.
Not with a whip, not a man. Excuse us, Sergeant Mulcahy.
It's your pleasure, Colonel.
Never question my authority in front of others.
I is sorry, Master. You be the boss man now, and all us chillens must learn...
Major Forbes, stand at attention! Sergeant Mulcahy. You may commence.
Thank you.
Mr. Rollins. This morning, it would be a great help if I could talk to you about the men from time to time. That's all.
Shoes, sir. The men need shoes, Colonel.
Yes, I know. I've been after the quartermaster for some time now.
No, sir. Now. The boy was off trying to find himself some shoes, Colonel. He wants to fight. Same as the rest of us. More even.
All of the men like this?
Yes, most of them.
Afternoon, Colonel. You change your mind about that bottle I was talking about?
I want 600 pair of shoes and 1,200 pair of socks. And anything else you've been holding out on us. Piece of rat filth.
Well, I'd love to help you, Colonel, but we just don't have any.
Not for niggers, you don't.
Not for anybody.
I see. Pity. I'll just have a look around, see that you haven't misplaced them, hmm?
Damn it, you can't,
can't I? Come on, Colonel. Nasty little cuss. You really think you can keep 700 Union soldiers without proper shoes because you think it's funny? Now, where would that power come from?
All right. Calm down. Look, have a drink.
Got families. We'll protest this through channels later on. Attention, battalion.
Yes, sir.
Attention! Battalion!
You men enlisted in this regiment on the understanding that you would be paid the regular army wage of $13 a month. This morning I have been notified that since you are a colored regiment, you will be paid $10 a month. Regiment, fall out by company to receive pay.
Where are you going, boy?
To get paid. $10, a lot of money.
Hey, Pop, you finna lay down for this, too? Hey, come on, bro. Where's your pride now?
Make your mark right here.
Look, hey.
I can write my name.
Then do it.
You're going to get them $13 they're going to give us for 10? You're going to go for that? Huh? I'm here, color soldier. Stop a bullet just as good as a white one. And for less money, too. Yeah, old Uncle Abe got himself a real bargain here. Hey, what you say, Buck?
That's right. Slaves. Step right up, make your mark. Get your slave wage.
Yes, all you good color boys, go ahead and sign up.
That's right. Head up.
Head up.
Head up.
Head up.
Head up.
If you men will take no pay, then none of us will.
How hot it was down here.
Welcome home, boys.
Don't worry about it, Buck. Take a good look. It's all a memory now that the North man come.
Now that we come.
Colonel Shaw?
Edward Pierce. Special assignment from Harper's Weekly.
Harper's Weekly?
Serving an entire nation. 1 million loyal readers want to know what happens when the men of the 54th see action.
Million and one. Well, you'll want to see this.
Attention, company!
Collins, front and center.
Sir!
Mr. Rawlins, this regiment was formed with the promise that only white officers would be commissioned to lead it. Nothing was mentioned, however, about non-commissioned officers. Therefore, in recognition of initiative taken not only for yourself, but on behalf of the entire regiment, you are hereby awarded the rank of Sergeant Major. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Hip, hip!
Congratulations.
I ain't sure I'm wanting this, Colonel.
I know exactly how you feel.
Runaway slave, but we come back fighting men.
Bye,
go tell your folks how kingdom come to you. Jubilee!
Man, where from?
Massachusetts.
On a march better than we? On a march like the Buccaneer soldier?
I beg your pardon? Says we march like white soldiers.
Even talk like the Buccaneer soldier.
Where you from?
All around about here. We slaves in the field when the Yankee man comes. Say we soldiers.
How you like the army, contraband?
Oh, we love it. We thank the Lord every day for the good victuals and these beautiful clothes. Tell true, old man, this year every day like Christmas.
Like what? Like Christmas.
Oh.
For weeks in anticipation of your arrival. We're all very excited to have you here, Shaw.
Thank you, sir.
Lincoln's idea. Hired a group of New Englanders to teach our colored how to read and write. Just your sort of people, I should think. The regiment should enjoy their stay here.
Yes, I'm sure we'll have a fine time. But that's not why we're here.
Yes, well, can't promise you much action. Just having the coloreds around seems to have scared the bejesus out of the Rebs.
Colonel Shaw.
Excuse me.
I'd like you to meet some of our instructors. Dr. Thorpe of Salem.
My pleasure, Colonel Shaw.
Pleasure.
Dr. Rogers of Philadelphia.
I know and admire your parents.
You do, sir. I thank you, sir.
Shaw. Meet Colonel Montgomery. He's your brigade commander.
Colonel. Honored, sir.
Colonel Montgomery's a real jayhawker from Kansas. The contraband regiment is his brainchild.
You didn't think yours were the only coloreds around, did you, Colonel?
I did, actually.
Well, I'm sure they'll do just fine. Have they seen any mischief?
No, sir.
I'm hiking a company over to the Georgia coast in the morning. We'll be foraging for supplies. I could use a hand. That is, if you think your men are up to it.
They are indeed, sir.
Good. Very good. A pleasure.
Good night.
Beg to report, Colonel, sir. The troop is fed and bedded down for the night, sir.
Very good, Copper. Pass the word along to A Company. We'll be going into action in the morning.
Very good, sir.
Men march handsomely, Colonel. My compliments.
Thank you, sir.
I am surprised at how well you handle them. See, I am from Kentucky originally, and we owned a few ourselves, so it comes naturally to me. You are from Boston, are you not?
Yes.
It is impossible to imagine Boston with slaves.
Here. Just some women.
Well, all right. You hear that, boys? Let's clear her out!
What are you doing?
Liberating this town in the name of the Republic.
It's a musket, Moss Colonel. Never shoot. Shoot now?
Yeah. I don't see why not. Go ahead.
Shoot the lady, boys!
Here.
That man is a civilian.
That man is Secesh.
And Secesh is all the same, son.
Look around you. Look at him. You really think anybody's going to put these boys into some real combat?
Do you?
I mean, they're little children, for God's sake. They're little monkey children, and you just got to know how to control them.
You see what I mean? Children.
Hey, boy. Take your hands off the white lady.
Now, that would not have been necessary if that Secesh woman hadn't started it. They'll never learn. You see, Secesh has got to be swept away by the hand of God like the Jews of old. And now I'll have to burn this town.
Make us soldiers! Make us soldiers!
Tell your men to set torches and prepare to fire the buildings.
I will not.
That is an order. You will do it, or you will be brought up on charges for disobeying your superior officer.
It is an immoral order, and by articles of war, I am not bound to obey it.
Well, you can just explain that at your court-martial. After your men are placed under my command.
First squad, second platoon. Fall out to set torches. Prepare to fire the town.
First squad, second patrol. Fall out.
Biscuit, you think you're better than me? You think you're my judge? You ain't nuts!
Father. I need your help. Despite my many requests, it has become clear that we are to be used only for manual labor. Morale is low, the men's good humor darkened by idleness and despair. Why keep drilling if they are never to be given the opportunity to prove themselves? I have written to Governor Andrew as well as to the general staff in Washington, but I feel that only a letter directly from you to Lincoln himself can have the desired effect. I can think of no other course. I am sure you both pray, as I do, that all this has not been in vain.
It looks like we're going the wrong way. Hey. Hey, come on now. Buck up, boys. Hey, buck up now. Come on. See, someday they're going to let the 54th get into it, see? And all your troubles will be over. Come on now. Cheer up. Hey. What'd you say?
Boy.
Boy. Hey, let me tell
Shut
you.
Shut up, Trip.
Could you get up off me, Snowflake? See, let me explain something to you. See, the way I figure this war would be over a whole lot sooner if you boys just turn right on around and head on back down that way. And you let us head on up there where the real fighting is, huh?
The men dying up that road.
And it wouldn't be nothing but Rebs dying if they let the 54th in it. Listen.
Oh, As you were!
You men move on.
Stripes on a nigger. It's like tits on a bull.
You're looking at a higher rank, Corporal. And you'll obey and you'll like it.
Make me. I'll make you.
I'm sorry.
What the hell is going on here?
Tim, Doc!
You! Yes, you. What's your name? I'm putting you up on charge.
Oh, there ain't no cause for that, sir.
What's that, Sergeant?
Well, I mean, it's just a soldier's fight, sir.
All right, you men move along.
Step forward, march.
Move it!
You men get back to work.
See you down.
Back to work! Let's go!
We'll see you again. Good big of a scream.
Go strum a banjo, boy.
Come on.
I've got the guard. Let me use your looking glass. Thank you.
Yeah, button up that collar. Suck in that gut. Tuck in them big black lips. Lighten your skin. Shrink up that nose.
I don't have to listen to this.
Where you going, boy?
Let me buy.
Let you buy? Let you buy. Let me tell you something, boy. You can march like the white man. You can talk like him. You can learn his songs. You can even wear his suits. But you ain't never gonna be nothing to him but an ugly-ass chimp in a blue suit. Oh, you don't like that, do you?
No.
Hmm? Well, what are we gonna do about it? You want to fight me, boy? Huh? What you gonna do about it? You want to fight me, don't you? Don't you? Come on, Nick.
All right.
Hey, get your hands off me, Grave Digger.
Damn it. Does the whole world got a stump in your face?
Nigga, you better get your hands off me.
Ain't no niggas around here, you hear me?
Oh, I see. So the white man give you a couple of stripes, next thing you know, you hollering, ordering everybody around, like you the master himself. Nigga, you ain't nothing but the white man's dog.
What are you? So full of hate, you just want to go out and fight everybody. Because you've been whipped and chased by hounds. Well, that might not be living, but it sure as hell ain't dying. And dying's what these white boys been doing for going on 3 years now. Dying by the thousands. Dying for you, fool. I know, because I dug the graves. And all the time I'm digging, I'm asking myself when, oh Lord, is going to be our time? Well, time's coming when we're going to have to ante up. Ante up and kick in like men. Like men!
You watch who you call a nigger. Then the niggers around here is you.
Smart mouth, stupid ass, swamp running nigger. If you ain't careful, that's all you ever gonna be.
You men going back to business.
Ah, Shaw. Sit down.
Well, Colonel, what can I do for you?
You can give me and my regiment a transfer to combat command.
Couldn't do it, Colonel. You're much too valuable to my operations here.
May I sit? Thank you. Major. I've written a letter to my father, asking him to press Governor Andrew and President Lincoln. But I don't have to wait for all that, do I?
Colonel Montgomery, could you bring that ashtray over here?
But valuable to your operations here, do you say? Your foraging? Your depredations? Yes, I've become quite a student of your operations in this region. 34 mansions, I think it was, pillaged and burnt under Colonel Montgomery's expedition of the Combahee. 4,000 bales of cotton smuggled through the lines with payment to parties unknown, except by you. False quartermaster requisitions. Major Forbes here has seen the copies.
Yes, indeed. Along with confiscated valuables shipped north as personal baggage.
Shall I go on?
Can you?
I can report you to the War Department. Oh, yes. I can do that.
Let you take your regiment out to fight. That's what you want, isn't it? Show what they can do.
When?
You are bright-eyed, aren't you?
When?
Just as soon as I can write the orders.
Major.
Reload!
Oh, reload!
boy skirmishers captured.
Thomas.
How do, Colonel?
Hurts, doesn't it? Well, extremely jealous. You'll be back in Boston before me, sitting by the fire, reading Hawthorne, cup of decent coffee.
I'm not going back.
Thomas, listen to me. You're shot. You have to go back.
Robert, promise me that you won't send me back. Promise me.
All right. All right.
Heard? Lee was turned back in Pennsylvania, Gettysburg. Now Grant's taking Vicksburg, and all on the 4th of July.
My God.
Yeah, I know. Looks like it'll all be over by Christmas. So, how do they do?
Oh, splendid. Just splendid.
Any casualties?
42.
Oh, give me the details. I'll wire it in. I don't think we got a prayer making the paper. I'll talk to you later in your tent.
As you were.
Trip, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, you fought very well yesterday, Trip. Sergeant Rollins has recommended that you receive a commendation.
Yes.
Yes. And I think you should bear the regimental colors. It's considered quite an honor. Why not?
Well, I'm wanting to say something, sir, but I...
Go ahead.
All right. See, I ain't fighting this war for you, sir.
I see.
I mean, what's the point? Ain't nobody gonna win. It's just gonna go on and on.
Can't go on forever.
Yeah, but ain't nobody gonna win, sir.
Somebody's gonna win.
Who? I mean, you. You get to go on back to Boston, big house and all that. What about us? What do we get?
Well, you won't get anything if we lose. What do you want to do?
I don't know, sir.
It stinks, I suppose.
Things bad. And we all covered up in it, too. I mean, ain't nobody clean. Be nice to get clean, though.
How do we do that?
We ain't up and kick in, sir. but I still don't want to carry your flag.
No one will ever take Charleston without first silencing the force which protects its harbor. And the first one that must be taken is that, Fort Wagner. Wagner has a 10-inch Columbiad, 3 smoothbore 32-pounders, a 42-pound carronade, a 10-inch coast mortar, and 4 12-pound howitzers, plus a garrison of about 1,000 men. As many of you gentlemen may be aware, for the last 4 days, our Navy has weakened Wagner with a constant barrage. Headquarters has determined a time for our attack. We will proceed with a direct frontal assault tomorrow at dusk. Problem, gentlemen, is the approach. The ocean and the marsh leave only a narrow strip of sand, a natural defile through which we can only send one regiment at a time. Now, our best hope is that that leading regiment can keep the Rebs occupied long enough for reinforcements to exploit the breach. Needless to say, casualties in the leading regiment may be expected.
General Strong, 54th Massachusetts, request the honor of leading the attack on Fort Wagner.
It's Colonel Shaw, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
You and your men haven't slept for 2 days.
That's right, sir.
Do you think they have the strength to lead this charge?
There's more to fighting than rest, sir. There's character. There's strength of heart. You should have seen us in action 2 days ago. We were a sight to see. We'll be ready, sir. When do you want us?
To battle.
All right.
So, Lordy, let me fight with the rifle in one hand and good book in the other.
Yeah.
That if I should die at the muzzle of the rifle, die on water or on land, I may know that you, blessed Jesus Almighty, are with me. And I have no fear. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, my Lord, 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 Lord. Oh, my Lord, 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 Lord.
Lord, we stand before you this evening to say thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you, Father, for your grace and your many blessings. Now, I run off and left all my young'uns and my kinfolk in bondage. So I'm standing here this evening, Heavenly Father, to ask your blessing.
Amen.
So that if tomorrow is our great getting up morning,
amen.
If tomorrow we have to meet the judgment day, Heavenly Father, we want you to let our folks know that we died facing the enemy. We want them to know that we went down standing up.
Yes, Lord.
Amongst those that are fighting against our pressure. We want them to know, Heavenly Father, that we died for freedom.
Amen.
We ask these blessings in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Oh, my Lord.
Come on, let it out.
Well, I ain't much about no friend now.
Well, all right. All right.
And never had no family. Killed off my mama. You feel funny,
right? Yeah, yeah. Come on.
All right.
All right.
Come
on. Come on, man. You're doing fine.
Well, I just... Y'all's the only family I got.
Well, yeah, that's all right.
And I love the 54.
All right.
Ain't much a matter what happened tomorrow, but we men ain't.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you.
Best seat in the house.
I wonder if you might do something for me. I have some letters here. Personal things.
Certainly, Colonel.
Also, if I should fall. Remember what you see here.
You men are relieved. Report to the rear of stretcher bearers. Do it now!
Forward! March!
You go on. We be back directly.
And carry on.
I will.
I'll see you in the fort, Thomas.
Shoulders!